Phoneboy Speaks, episode 249, State of Fear.
America's chronic overreaction to terrorism, with the headline you wrote, "We have created an economy of fear, an industry of fear, a national psychology of fear. Al-Qaeda could have never achieved that on its own. We have inflicted it on ourselves."
Look, fundamentally, there are two sets of questions that apply in the war against terrorism. The one set of questions deals with the where is it going to happen, what's going to happen, when is it going to happen. The other set of questions deals with what is it that our enemy, the terrorists, are trying to achieve? What are they trying to induce us to do? Take a look at what's been happening over the past week. With a conference call, Al-Qaeda has effectively shut down 20 U.S. embassies around North Africa and the Middle East. We just had the president of Yemen here for a meeting with President Obama. He goes back feeling wonderful about his new relationship with the president. Next thing the president does is says, in effect, "Sorry, but we don't trust you Yemenis to protect our embassies." So, in effect, we shut down our embassy. We have an emergency evacuation. What does that do to our relationship in the rest of the in the rest of North Africa? What does that do in our relationship in the Middle East with all of these governments? The terrorists have achieved more with one phone call than we have achieved with all our response.
And that was Ted Koppel, who used to host a show called Nightline. And what I find interesting about this comment that he made was, yeah, we've manufactured this state of fear that we're all living in. And yes, all of the news media is part of that state of fear. And yeah, and because, you know, the terrorists can, you know, yeah, by essentially making a couple of phone calls or doing things, they can frighten us into, oh my God, we gotta stay safe. We gotta do all these things. And by doing that, right? And by showing, you know, weakness rather than strength in those kinds of situations, we're essentially letting the terrorists win, right? And a lot of the stuff that's going on in the war on terror, you look at the TSA, you look at all of the different things, it's seems to be just manufactured or set up in a way to make us all seem like we should be afraid. And yeah, that's and it's not like, and then, you know, we're not getting attacked every day in the US anyway. Certainly things are happening in other parts of the world, and I'm sure it's because we're stirring the pot, but what's happening is that, you know, basically the powers that be, the media, they're all sort of playing into this, you know, perpetuating this state of fear that, oh my God, government, please protect us. And really, that's not the way we should be, right? And this gets into the whole freedom versus security thing. And quite honestly, I'd rather be free than necessarily be guaranteed safety. I mean, you know, if you want to be guaranteed safety, you can go to jail. The only thing he'll have be missing is freedom. And I've seen that quote being bandied around. So, this whole thing is just, I think, manufactured in a sense. I mean, if we're essentially making everyone afraid for no reason, and that doesn't, you know, that's not a nice way to live. But it's great for controlling the populace, I guess. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.